Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Dancing Goddess Show. I am your host, Deanna Durrell, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you because it is a magical time in the universe. Everyone that I've spoken to this week, maybe you can relate, has been going through some major transformation. Maybe there's something happening internally, some emotional shifts. It could be something physical like a move or a job change, but there's definitely new energy in the air. And if you've been feeling stressed or unsure of your footing, know that you're in the right place. Tonight I have a very special guest I'm going to bring on in just a minute, but before we get going, I want to welcome all of you that are here for the first time. The easiest way to connect if we get disconnected is to call in on your phone, and that number again is 657-383-1696. And I'm just going to invite everybody to close your eyes. Wherever you have been today, whether you're listening live or on the replay, it's always good to just give ourselves a moment to calm the mind and come inside. So taking a deep breath, just imagining that the universe is breathing, you're breathing in universal support, peace, love, whatever you need right now. Good. And on the exhale, letting go. Giving up control, letting go of stress, anxiety, having to know the outcome, all of that that keeps you from your most powerful goddess self. Beautiful. So, as with all my shows, I'm very selective about who I share with you guys. And, it's really important to me that our guests are really attuned to this goddess vibration. And I want to tell you a little bit about tonight's guest, Angela Wilkinson. She is known as the Awakened Goddess, and she is the host of the Awakened Goddess Show on iTunes. I actually had the pleasure of being interviewed by her earlier this year, so it's really fun to collaborate. She has more than 10 years as a relationship therapist and an intuitive healer, and she guides women through her powerful 5-step love attraction formula to help you really own your divine power and attract your soulmate. And you can find more about Angela at theawakengoddess.com, and we'll be also, talking to her about her Love Spark program. But without further ado, Angela, my darling, are you there?
Yes, I am. So glad to be here. And oh my gosh, we're going to have so much fun, all this goddess talk.
Absolutely. I can already feel like we're in an auditorium and it's just packed with goddess vibes and angels.
Bring it on, baby.
So for those listeners that are new to you and your vibe, can you share kind of why the Awakened Goddess? Like, where did that name come from for you personally? And what does it mean for your mission or why you're here?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, my gosh. For I'd say about 7 years, I was the goddess next door. And for a while towards the end, I was feeling like I was wearing someone else's skin. So it felt like really uncomfortable. And so I was going through this transformation. And when I started my show, I loved the goddess energy. But I was taking my life to a whole nother level. And so that's how the Awakened Goddess was born. So, I love that idea of awakening and being open to all of the possibilities.
So I think that's I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, even the vibration, right? Goddess next door to awakened goddess, it's like you graduated or something.
Totally. Yeah. And then, I love your show, Dancing Goddess, because that's just so fun and light, and I love it.
Oh, thank you. So, what would you say for somebody that has, you know, been on the spiritual path for a while, it's, you know, that is very important to them. But the one missing piece of the puzzle is the relationship. You know, they've got the career going, they've got the money going, they maybe have the house and the dog, and they're like, where is he?
Right.
Where do you start? I guess, what are some tips that you can give our single listeners that are just like ready and bursting at the seams to meet Mr. Right or Mrs. Right?
Yeah. Well, I think a big part is getting in touch with the hope and knowing that that person, that special person, is also looking for you. And because I think a lot of times, you know, if we're single and we're looking, it feels like we're on this search, this journey for this one person. And it feels kind of lonely sometimes. But if you think about, like, the universe and how it's full of energy, we're all energy, and we're drawn together, there is that special someone that's looking for you. And so I love thinking about that, because it's like you're not alone. That person is out there looking for you. So there's that. And then there's also, you know, really thinking about, do you have room in your life for your soulmate or your twin flame? And I know you talked about, you know, you've got the money, you've got the career, you've got the house, the dog. But sometimes we have things in our life that are keeping us from really having that room in our life for our partner. And sometimes that's because there's a part of us that, even though we want it, we might be a little afraid to have it. Yeah, because when you have intimacy with someone, that true, authentic love, that can be kind of scary, or it can be a little frightening to completely open up yourself and be in partnership with someone special. And so looking at your physical life, you know, your surroundings, do you have physical room and space for your partner? Do you have emotional space? And then also considering your mindset, is how you're thinking, is that making room for your partner? So those are some really important things.
I love all of those. And, you know, my body was just singing when you said, do you have emotional space? Like, we don't think about that in our day-to-day lives. It's like, right. of course I made room in my closet for him, and yeah, I want a ring and all of that stuff. But
right.
what are some of the common, you know, blocks that you see around emotional space? Like, are there certain thought patterns or certain beliefs that you tend to run across in your practice that women and men tend to have that are stopping them from having that emotional availability?
Well, what happens is that we all have patterns. We have all patterns of thought and patterns of how we act. And so what happens is depending on where our focus is tuned, where our vibration is, that's what is going to determine who we're attracting in. So a lot of times, the people that I work with, they find themselves attracting the same type of person over and over again. It's like they're just the same person in a different body. And what I find is very common is that especially like strong, career-minded women tend to attract men who are emotionally unavailable. Or unavailable in one sense or another. And a lot of that is from kind of like what I mentioned earlier, that fear of letting go of control and being the right, being the feminine aspect in the relationship. Because women, you know, I work so much with female entrepreneurs, and they have totally got the driving masculine energy down, where, you know, they're going out there, going after their dreams and what they want. But in a relationship, that doesn't work. So we have to really look at what is the energy that we're putting out there. So that is a common thing with a lot of those strong-minded women.
I love that you brought that up, the emotionally unavailable guy. Either they're married or, you know, they're
right.
not over the last relationship, but it's convenient
mm-hmm.
because it allows us to kind of stay in the confines of our safe zone without actually
mm-hmm.
having to open up.
And you can
yeah.
see how what happens is you get involved with someone, and things are great in the beginning because everybody's on their, you know, like their best behavior. Everybody's saying like the right things, and everybody's just having so much fun, and the chemistry is just flying. And then over time, then those expectations come up, and then like maybe the woman wants to settle down and get married, but then the man is like, hey, I really like how things are going. You know, I'm not sure that I want to be in a committed relationship, or you know, I want to take this further. Let's just see how it goes. And then so you just kind of recreate this situation over and over again where you're not attracting the person that is really aligned with that end result that you want, if that makes sense.
Yes, that makes total sense. And so I know some women on the show may be thinking like, well, how do you know? Like, is there a rubric I could use? Like, how do I spot the emotionally unavailable guy that's never going to commit to me?
Well, it's identifying if that in fact is a pattern for you, going within and figuring out and kind of tuning in and seeing what's causing that. And, you know, the process I take people through is kind of tapping into that pattern and going back to maybe the first time that you ever experienced that same feeling, maybe that same feeling of abandonment or not feeling good enough or whatever that feeling is. And then what we do is we kind of peel back the layers of this onion and we get to that core. And then once you start shifting this on the energetic level, then the outside world starts changing. And so you start attracting someone different because you don't have that same trigger anymore. You don't have this same need that you're trying to fulfill. Yeah.
No, that's very
yeah.
powerful because we are. We tend to look for people to fill our needs or our wounds.
We do it unconsciously too. And so that's the first key is really bringing that to awareness. Because once you can see this pattern, then you can start to see, like, if you start bringing someone into your sphere, if you start attracting someone in, then it becomes much more obvious in what they say, how they act, things that they do, that it's like those red flags, they get really mm-hmm. obvious. So then it's like, oh, and then you're at a decision, so you can decide, you know, is this something I want to do again?
Do I want to take this merry-go-round again or not?
Right. But the cool thing is you'll find that, yes, this person, this similar type of person will show up, but you won't have that same attraction to them. So that we have that really strong, like, lust after. It's like those
yep.
people that know how to fill those needs, those deep unconscious needs we have, that we have like these buttons that they can push. And so when we do this process, it actually disarms those buttons so they will show up. But then you don't have that same level of attraction because it's like you can see them for who they really are rather than this like mysterious guy or this hot woman and they just come in and they're so irresistible, right?
Yes. Oh, so
yeah.
true. So true, girl. She speaks the
yeah.
truth, people. I've definitely been there, so I'm like, uh-huh.
Oh, my God. We all have. And it's just like, We all go through this, and until you know that you have this stuff going on in the background, it's kind of like the operating system on your computer. All this stuff's going on, but if you have an old, outdated operating system, your programs are going to crash. They're just not going to work. So you got to update that belief system or the thoughts or the habits that are going to work with the type of relationship you want.
I love it. So kind of transitioning a little bit from, mm-hmm. you know, having the relationship or even manifesting it to this idea of divine feminine power and how, you know, how women can really start to recognize it, cultivate it. You know, can you maybe give us an example from your own life of a time when you felt kind of disempowered and how you got yourself on the other side?
Oh my gosh. You know, for me, this has been a personal life struggle. Being that I've been an entrepreneur since my early 20s and being an Aries, I'm very strong-minded and I totally knew, you know, like I'd go after my dreams, I'd go after my goals, and I would make things happen. And I'd get into that energy of just trying really hard or making things, forcing things. And that included relationships. And so then I realized about this divine feminine energy that it really needs to balance out. And so I learned that when I'm in that mode of the masculine energy and trying to kind of power through things and figure things out, I was working way much harder than I had to, where when I would shift into the feminine, things would flow like magic. So, like, I'd be going with the flow, not worrying so much about the outcome or the time, and things would just naturally line up. So I'd have synchronistic meetings or just opportunities, just one right after the next. So that was like this huge, huge awareness that I was working way too hard.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people go through that.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs, especially because in the beginning it feels like you have to use your masculine or you just get like, you drown, basically. It's like you have to have that edge. But then, like you said, learning how to bring in the feminine, not as this like kind of weak, you know, submissive kind of stereotype that I think some people have that aren't familiar with the idea. It's like feminine energy is very alive and very, you know, creative, and it's collaborative, it's not competitive, and it doesn't mean we do nothing, but it's just like allowing things to come in versus pushing, you know, knocking down the door so that somebody will recognize us.
Right. Well, and I think that we're kind of, I don't know if I want to use brainwashed, but I'll just use that.
Go for it. You know, I won't tell anybody.
There's internet marketing stuff. You know, if you're online doing business, it's like you see all these internet marketers, how they're doing it, getting on all these social media platforms and just like really going at the grind. But it's like, but then when I get off the computer, see what happens is I recently learned this. The computer, being on the computer screen and working on a computer actually pulls more of the masculine energy out. And so you have trouble shifting into the feminine. And so that was a big thing for me, was stepping away from the computer. And like, oh my gosh, like I just spent the weekend at the local Body Mind Spirit Expo. And I made so many connections, and I realized how alive I felt just being in the flow. I was totally connected with people versus the computer, which is like, ugh, you know, oh God, I have to get on the Facebook again.
Yeah.
And then I was going to mention earlier that you know, when you're talking about the masculine and the feminine, when you're truly aligned with the divine feminine, it is so powerful. It is amazingly powerful. I mean, when you think like, for example, Marilyn Monroe, I mean, just the feminine energy she exuded, men just, like, dropped at her feet. So.
It's true, and she could turn it on. Like, I forgot what video it was, but she was like, should I be her now? And they're like, what do you mean? And she's like basically saying, should I turn on my like divine goddess juice? Okay, I will. And
yes.
She, you know, and then she could kind of go incognito in the street and she would dim her light, not in a bad way, but just to protect herself. And I thought that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, our version of Marilyn in every woman, like what would that be like?
Well, I love that you bring up about dimming your light. Because I think, you know, if we've gotten into that mindset that the masculine way of doing things and exuding that masculine power is the way to get ahead, and the feminine, the intuitive side and going with the flow is kind of less powerful, you know, we really tone down and turn down that essence that, you know, who we really are. And so... I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah, dimming your light is huge. And I feel like as a society, we're kind of taught that that is what a good woman does. Like she puts everybody else first and, you know, like don't show what you have and all these like very kind of limiting images of you know, of women. And you don't have to choose that. It's like you can create your own version that is powerful and feminine as hell.
Yeah, so, you know, I think you're asking for, like, some ways to tap into that. But, you know, it's those things like meditation and being in you know, having that alone time. It's all that self-care stuff that we kind of put at the bottom of our to-do list and never get to, right? So it's... tuning in and following that inner guidance that you have and allowing that to kind of lead you through your daily life and taking that time for yourself to tune into that and then, you know, allowing it to tell you what you need at any given moment. I think that's super, super powerful.
Absolutely. And so... tell us a little bit about your Love Spark program. I love that name.
Oh, thank you. Well, Spark is an acronym. So each letter stands for a word in in each of the steps. And so did you want me to go to each of those? Or?
Yeah, that'd be so fun. Go for it.
Okay. Love Spark. So S is for setting your intention. So it's super important to get really, really clear and set your intention, and you know, by knowing what exactly you want in your partner and in the relationship that you truly want. And so setting that intention and declaring it to the universe, whether that you call it universe or source or God or whatever, making that declaration really sets things into motion. Mm-hmm. And then the second step is preparing for true love. And this is all about what I was talking about earlier, really clearing out the old clutter, the physical clutter, the emotional baggage, the mental garbage, and really doing the mindset work that is going to align you with that partner that you want to attract in. Because it's really important that, you know, you have this list of all of these traits that you want in your partner, right?
Yeah.
But a big part of that, before you can ever attract that person in, you have to become that partner. You have to become that same vibrational frequency to be able to attract them in. So you can't just like write this list and then expect this amazing Prince Charming or, you know, Playboy model to come into your life, you have to do the work so that you are someone that they would be attracted to. So that's all part of the preparing phase. The third step is about aligning to your true essence, and that is whether that's masculine or feminine. Really getting in alignment with that and then expressing that, expressing it so you're attracting the right kind of partner to you. So a lot of times with using that same example of entrepreneurial women, if they're exuding this masculine energy, a lot of times they find that they attract passive men, so feminine men, men that don't take the lead, and they'll attract that same kind of man over and over again. And a lot of times that's because they're exuding this masculine energy. You have to balance that out. Yeah, so that's you know, for anyone that's listening, if that's something that you're noticing, a pattern in attracting feminine men, then you want to definitely check that out. So the fourth step is receiving true love. And this is being able to be vulnerable and learn how to surrender in the relationship. Vulnerability is huge. You know, we're not really taught how to be vulnerable. And so if you're not willing and able to be vulnerable in a relationship, you won't be able to experience the depth and love of a partner. I mean, you might be able to get it to a certain level, but we can block or we can stop or we can limit the amount of love that we can receive by our own comfort, if that makes sense.
That makes so much sense. You said it so perfectly.
Oh, thank you. So the fifth step is about knowing and trusting. This is like where we started this conversation. Knowing and trusting that your soulmate, that partner that you're looking for, is looking for you too, and allowing your intuition, trusting your intuition to guide you and lead you to the right people, the right places, the right opportunities to align with that person. So that is the love spark process in a nutshell.
Oh, that's so perfect. Well, I can't believe how much we've covered in a half hour. And the show is like, my little thing is blinking. We have like a minute left. I'm like, oh my God, yes. How did that happen? So I just want to take a minute and acknowledge you and just thank you for your wisdom and your energy and your time with all of us today, and just give you the floor. If there's anything else that you want to share with, you know, our listeners, any golden nuggets, go for it.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, like we covered so much, you know, so much information. I would say just go for what you want. You know, you are amazing, you're special, and never settle. You know, never question what it is that you want. If you want something, you deserve to have it. So never, never settle. And then I certainly invite you to check out my show. I talk with metaphysical guests from around the world. That's on the Awakened Goddess show. And then definitely check out the Love Spark formula. Just go to the website, theawakenedgoddess.com, and check it out. I do have some weekly webinars coming up, and I would love to have you there.
Perfect. Oh, thank you so much, Angela, and everybody, thank you for being here. Oh, this has been so much fun. So I like to end my show with just a blessing. We have about 10 seconds, everyone. So if you're willing, just close your eyes and receive it. We just take a minute to send peace and love and vitality to every part of your day, and so it is.